So this morning, as scripture was read, as we came into worship, and some of you may have only had a silent screen, but you heard the words from John about that Jesus chose us. We didn't choose Jesus. We are Jesus' chosen children of God. So that made me think about all the times we get chosen or don't get chosen. I don't know how many of you have had this experience. I had it all the time. When you line up for sports in PE, and this one gets chosen and that one gets chosen, and there you are standing there wondering, will I ever be chosen? And then the next thing you know, you're the last one standing there, and you see the look on the team that has to take you. That was me, okay? I was on a softball team once. They had me play catcher because they figured that was the easiest place to put me. And the pitcher had to come off the mound to catch the ball. I couldn't even throw it to the mound. I am grace-filled, not graceful. I am not sports inclined, but I can read and talk theology all you want. So we all have different gifts, but we all want to be chosen, don't we? We all think that maybe we should be chosen for something. And when that choosing happens, our feelings can get hurt because we're not the ones chosen. So we get chosen in life based on gifts and graces or talents or whatever. I want to talk to you about how God chooses you, how Jesus chose you to be children of God. God created each of us fearfully and wonderfully made. And God chose to love us just as we are. And he keeps kind of wooing us into this relationship. He's courting us, wanting us to be in that close relationship, because God has chosen you before you even knew who God was. God chose you before you were even born. You were chosen by God. So what does that look like? Well, I get to get more comments by my family. I'm the youngest of five, and I don't know how many of you had this experience as being in a, if you weren't only children, that you all thought one was mom's favorite or one was dad's favorite, that somehow you didn't measure up to one of those. As you can tell, I wasn't one of the favorites, but they, now that's when the stuff's going to start flying. They're going to say I was. But I want to tell you, it's not that one was favorite. Parents have loved us the way God loves us. Parents see us just as we are. All our brokenness, all our craziness, and all our wonder. And they love us very distinctly just as we are. So the way that they love the oldest one and the way that they love the youngest one or the ones in the middle, or each child will be loved differently because each child is different. There is never one better love than another. Because they might, if they tried to love you the way they love your brother or your sister, that might not work because it's not how you're wired. It's not who you are. And that's how God loves us. God loves us each individually and uniquely. We are God's chosen children, and God loves us just as we are. But we have a response to that. That's why we're in the 1 John passage this morning. When John says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the parent loves the child. So we are called to love God as God loves us. And we're also called to love the one who was his child, Jesus Christ. By this we know that we love the children. By this we know that we love the children of God. So that's what we're asked to do, to love the children of God. So I have a question for you this morning. Who does God not love? There's no one God does not love. And if we are to love the children of God, we have to love everyone. Now, as good parents know, some love requires boundaries, right? What's allowed, what's not allowed. Boundaries don't mean you don't love. It means that you say these are the parameters that you're allowed to behave in. And this is good behavior, and this is not so good behavior. But I can love you in either place. But these are boundaries. Boundaries are good with love. When you take boundaries away from a child growing up, guess what kind of child you get? You get a wild child. That's why we have boundaries. And God has boundaries. God gives us commandments, what is good, what is bad, how we're to behave, how we're not to behave. And when we behave, guess what happens? When we follow the commandments of God, which are not burdensome, love God and love neighbor, that's the commandments. When we follow those, we conquer the world. We conquer the world. Can you imagine what that looks like? Now, just the word conquer can put your head in a whole different place, can it? You might be thinking of military uniforms. You might be thinking of CT over in Japan. You might be thinking of anything that is violent to conquer the world. But God conquers the world through love, through self-sacrificial love. Remember the John passage we began with at the beginning of worship? What is the greatest love? To lay down one's life for one's friend. God, through Jesus Christ, laid down his life for the world. The way we conquer the world is through faith that God's love can win. It's no longer right, wrong. It's no longer left, right. It's no longer good, bad. It's no longer Duke, UNC. It's one body united in love. Fearfully, wonderfully, uniquely made. And when we can love that way, when we can love the one who went to Duke, when we can love the one who went to UNC, when we can love the ones going to ECU, when we can love the one who went to Gonzaga, when we can love the ones with tattoos, when we can love the ones without, when we can love those who have blonde hair, those who don't, we can love those who are old and can't hear, and we can love, when we can love the one who may not have washed themselves in months because they didn't have a shower to wash in, when we can love the one who maybe robs us of something because they were in need, when we can love the one who gets a phone call in the middle of the preacher's sermon, it is love. We have to learn to love as unconditionally as God loves us, and as uniquely as God loves us, because we can't love everyone the same. We love them in the place where they need, and we love them how they need to be loved. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ, not the water only, with the water and the blood. He came with the water that washed us free of our sins. He came with the blood to continue to nourish us, to sustain us with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. When you are wondering, are you loving as God calls you to love? Allow the Spirit to discern in your heart how you are loving. Don't let others judge how you love. Let the Spirit and the Lord judge that for you, because that's the only judge that matters. But what he asks of us, what he commands of us, is to love one another, to love the broken, to love the addict, to love the drunk, to love the one who is mentally unstable, to love the one who thinks they're stable, to love, that's me, to love as God calls us to love. And think about that. This is Mother's Day. And you're going to see everywhere all these things about mother's love and the wonder of God's love. Why do we have to have special holidays to pull out love, when love should be something we wear, almost as we wear our underclothes underneath whatever we've got on? So the first thing you put on every morning should be Christ, and then your clothes. Because we Think about it. We are the chosen children of God. Doesn't that get you excited? That God would choose you? We're special. And we want others to be in this family, don't we? We want pews full. We want schools healthy and whole. We want God to shine. And God will only shine if God shines through us. But love's not easy. And I, for one, know that. It's hard, isn't it? Because sometimes we just slip into those places where we don't want to love that one. Or that one really hurt me. Or all the places where our humanness gets in the way. And that's where prayer comes in. Because we can pray and the Holy Spirit can help us love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.